you know, things came together after the passage of the Farm Bill in 2014. There was a lot of discussion, of course, that my chairmanship at the time, my leadership on those issues would be a factor in my future elections. Clearly, my neighbors have responded. It's important that we address the issues that are important in rural America, important in Oklahoma. But I must tell you, just looking at the election night in general, the national media having predicted, in effect, what would be a runaway by Hillary Clinton, it might be kind of a long night in a lot of ways.
It might be, absolutely. Well, tell me, Congressman, I mean, I know you're very close with the constituents in your district. What is most on the minds of the folks there in the 3rd District this year?
Well, my folks, of course, it's agriculture and it's energy. How do you get the price of wheat and cattle up? How do you get the price of crude oil and natural gas up? The key there, I think, is increasing demand by selling our products into the world markets, by improving the economic ability of our fellow citizens in the United States to buy more of those critical things. And that's where we've got to head. And that means less regulation, more practical tax codes, just a greater focus on creating opportunities here at home. I very much appreciate the overwhelming support my neighbors have given me, and now we'll see what our fellow citizens decide when it comes to the presidency and the control of both the House and the Senate, but we've got hard work ahead of us.
Absolutely. And Congressman, I know you're a champion for agriculture here in the state and nationwide. Senator Inhofe, he called for the courts to vacate WOTUS. Did you sign off on that as well?
Well, I would agree with the senator in that the Waters of the USA rule, something pushed by the Obama political appointees at the EPA, is a wrong-headed, wrong-spirited perspective trying to take control away from non-navigable water bodies away from the states and localities. We've done a good job in Oklahoma at DEQ and at the Oklahoma Water Resources of managing our own resources. We don't need the federal government doing that for us. So that's why we need a dramatic change in this national election tonight so that we can undo the people in those agencies that President Obama appointed who've led us down the wrong path.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about TPP? That's the big hot-button issue right now for folks. How do you handicap a vote on TPP for the lame duck session this year?
Well, if we have the opportunity to vote on it, and again, understand this is a situation where I represent a district where we need to be able to sell our beef, our pork, our wheat, our cotton into the world markets. We need to be able to sell the surplus crude oil and natural gas we produce in our region into the world market. Having an opportunity to negotiate with our partners in the Pacific region, who are right now incredibly frightened by the aggressive nature of the Chinese, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We need a chance to vote on this. We'll see what the leadership and the new administration advocate when this election's over with tonight.
Well, I think all of those issues right there are going to make for a pretty full plate for you going back. But tell me, you kind of touched on it a little bit already, and you're probably one of the biggest authorities in Washington on the Farm Bill. Lots of talk right now that early discussions could be happening on the Farm Bill. What's your take on that?
The present Farm Bill expires at the 1st of September 2018. In the Farm Bill that we passed in 2014, there are options between price protection and revenue. Producers who predict who pick the revenue option are having a more challenging time. If we reauthorize the existing Farm Bill, which I think we will reauthorize some version of it, we'll have another window of opportunity for producers to decide once again for the next 5 years, do you want PLC, price protection, do you want ARC revenue? I suspect the way things are going, a number of people who picked ARC last time would pick PLC this time, and they'd be better off for it. But to do that, we need to reauthorize the language along the lines we have right now.
Absolutely. Well, Congressman, thank you so much for your time. I know.